You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. This week we're reading a reflection by Alicia Genoux on sharing the land with wildlife. Genoux writes poetry and teaches Spanish at the University of Montana. She writes,
I stare at the stars as a black bear snaps my plum trees in half, her autumn ritual. A frenzy of branch breaking and wild plum swallowing has begun. I have shared the edge of open space with bears and these trees for many years. The trees wear snowy white aprons when they begin their work in the spring. By fall, they have made plums by the harvest moon for a bear's late-night supper and for the neighbor's purple-red jam. I assumed that homesteaders had planted the thorny trees, but I have since learned that they have been here for much longer. The same trees line a path to the Moon Randolph homestead that sits at the edge of Missoula. I was told that they are wild plums, Prunus americana. I've learned that the fruit varies from red to yellow and has provided for Native Americans, as well as bears, for thousands of years. Indians use the young branches as prayer wands. The ripe October plums draw the bears in every year. It is late fall and dark out again. A sharp crack breaks the still air, and I look out the back door. The bear bends a branch into the shadows. Is it a prayer? The sound rises and fills the night air. The next morning I found a 10-foot tree lying on the ground and pulled it into the house for my Christmas tree. It was so beautiful that I kept it through February, covered in flaming red hearts cut out of shiny tin.
Genoux pairs her reflection with an excerpt from Charles Finn's book, Wild Delicate Seconds, a collection of 29 wildlife encounters expressed in short poetic essays.
In the encounter titled Black Bear, Finn expresses not just an awe in the physical presence of a fattened bear, but the idea that the spaces of the wild can be communally shared between humans and animals. He writes,
It is October, and a sickle moon flies. A black bear crashes through the forest. She is snapping twigs, breaking branches, a pear-shaped hole in the night. She moves in a straight line, head down, shoulders rolling, her massive behind fat from the neighbor's apples pilfered this fall. It's like watching a stone tumble downhill, and I stand on my front porch shivering, inarticulate words like startled grouse exploding from my throat. When the bear stops, she's 30 paces away, her black coat gilded silver by the moon's austere light. I watch her rise on hind legs. I imagine she gives a blackberry roar. I've seen the nap you take in the sun, I find my voice and remind her. I've seen the lilies you digest with such love. The cone of her nose is pale in the moon's light, and she answers with a wag of her head. Then she flops to the ground like a tree coming down. I watch her turn and plow like a fullback into the night.
An excerpt from Black Bear by Charles Finn.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the bookstore in Fact and Fiction, a student and faculty-owned nonprofit serving Missoula and beyond.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.